Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sean, do you think this rookie class, just around the league in general, has been able to contribute faster than others?
Well, I think that would require just somebody punching some numbers together. I would say this. I think, by and large, most felt it was a pretty good draft or a deep draft. So it wouldn't be surprising if more younger players maybe in this draft class were contributing. I'm sure tangibly, though, we could run numbers to test that.
And what about Jamal Adams and the other safety for New York? And what about the way they played this?
What about them? How they're playing?
Yeah.
How are the safeties for the Jets playing? They're playing well. I think both of them are guys we saw and graded highly coming out, both from big programs. Both are active. They've got some good ball production, particularly on third down. And I definitely think they're two good, young, talented players, and you see the confidence that they have in them with their scheme.
Sean, why do you think Robbie Anderson has been thriving for the Jets?
Man, it's a good question. You know, the one thing you see is speed and confidence from the quarterback. You know, he's a guy that – the other thing is, man, he sure makes plays, you know, down the field above his head and at a catch point. So I think those things kind of – you know, like anything else with confidence, you know, he's begun to do it, and then all of a sudden he's doing it more and more, and you can just see that. You can see it actually happen during the course of the season.
Sean, this might be a dumb question, but how come teams only script like the first 15 or 20 plays and say, you know, not more than that?
Well, it's not. I mean, I think, look, there's 11, 12, 13 series. I mean, you know, whatever that average is, some teams don't script any series. You know, when I was with Bill, we kind of talk about the first couple plays, and then that was it. So it really depends on philosophically what you're trying to do. Look, you put a script together for more than 15 plays, and let's – you know, this has happened to us even this year, where maybe what we thought we were going to be getting defensively up at Buffalo was a little different, and then so quickly, you know, you might stick with the first grouping of plays, but then right away it kind of formulates a direction you want to go, and that might be different than what's expected. Now, the study of play sequencing is interesting to me. You know, run, play pass, three-step, screen, back to that's something that I think we pay attention to now, and kind of look at, you know, sequencing of plays and how they appear versus each defense.
Sean, I'm not exactly familiar with the concussion protocol. Is there still a step that Alvin has to pass to be cleared to play, or a full practice means he was cleared to play?
Well, you go through a full practice, and then you get examined, and then today you repeat, and I'm probably like you, the specifics, you know. So, you know, we all anticipate him playing, I think. That's the expectation.
And then,
practice today.
I think since it happened on a Saturday, I don't recall anyone ever asking you, what was the decision that was made with Kobe Fleener to place him on IR? Did he have anything more unusual than...
Well, I think, Mikey, he had one other episode at training camp, and this one seemed to linger a little bit longer. And so a lot of it was just where we were, our valuation of, you know, the symptoms and hearing from the outside experts, and part of it is just getting through that time frame of, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, what was going to be the length.
Sean, when a guy goes on IR with a concussion, I mean, what changes with the protocol? Because it's not like he's coming back to practice.
No, I think then there's still a clearance procedure, I'm sure. When he goes to reserve injured, though, it's, I mean, it, you know, the time isn't of the essence at that point. So, but I'm sure that they're on paper, there's something written in regards to when he returns to full physical activity, et cetera. I don't have it in front of me, but I don't think that's has been as big a concern as in season when he's not on IR.
And just how tough is it to lose that aspect of the offense that Kobe provided?
Yeah, I mean, you, look, he was a guy that the one thing he has is speed down the field, and it came up in a handful of situations, two-minute, you know, Washington. And the next guys here step up, and that means Josh Hill more from Hooman, and then even Garrett Griffin.
Then have you heard anything from the league about any possible punishment or discipline from last week?
No, nothing. All right, thanks, guys.